This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Wearing his trademark blue suit, Donald Trump sat front and center, surrounded by his lawyers, as opening statements went on. Before entering the courtroom, he called the case a witch hunt.
It's a scam, it's a sham.
And pushes back at charges he deceived banks and insurers by inflating his wealth. Before trial, New York Attorney General Letitia James said Donald Trump committed fraud.
No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
In pretrial, the judge already ruled Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. The judge will decide on other claims in the lawsuit. In this type of case, the right to a jury is waived. Julie Walker, New York.
Scientists Caitlin Carrico and Drew Weissman won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Medicine for discoveries enabling the development of COVID-19 vaccines, the award-giving body said on Monday. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus congratulated them.
Today is a great day for health, a great day for science, and a great day for vaccines. I offer my warmest congratulations to Dr. Caitlin Carrico and Dr. Drew Weissman.
One of the governing board members of the Nobel said together they have saved millions of lives. And the World Health Organization recommended on Monday the use of a second malaria vaccine to curb the life-threatening disease spread to humans by some mosquitoes. WHO chief told Briefing in Geneva the vaccine developed by Britain's University of Oxford has become available by mid-2024. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has voted to send a multinational force to Haiti led by Kenya to help combat violent gangs in the troubled country. The resolution drafted by the U.S. was approved Monday with 13 votes in favor and two abstentions from Russia and China. The resolution authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. A deployment date has not been set yet, although the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has said that a security mission to Haiti could deploy within months. Nearly the entire population of ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh have fled to Armenia, and the one-time residents of the self-declared republic are scattered. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from near the Armenia border with Azerbaijan.
For decades, Armenia and Azerbaijan have fought bitterly over the enclave, best known as Nagorno-Karabakh. And last week, after a fierce assault in mid-September, Azerbaijan won. More than 100,000 residents, almost the entire ethnic Armenian population, fled to Armenia, with many moving to scantily populated border villages. Others refused offers for free border village homes for fear the Azerbaijan-Armenia dispute would once again cross into Armenia proper, as it did in 2020. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Ishkhanasar and Kornitzor, Armenia.
Robert Fico, elections win in Slovakia after he had campaigned to end military aid to Ukraine, shows creeping discontent in Central Europe over the war with Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
Fico's smear SSD party is nationalist and socially conservative, criticizing social liberalism, which it says is imposed from Brussels. Ahead of the vote, he pledged to end military supplies to Ukraine and strive for peace talks, a stance he doubled down on post the poll results. Perhaps it's just words for now, but it's crystal clear. Let me repeat it. Our stance on Ukraine is precisely formulated, he said. Our positions remain unchanged when it comes to our statements before the parliamentary elections. I want to remind you that Slovakia has different problems than Ukraine.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz has filed a resolution to oust Kevin McCarthy as the House Speaker and is setting up a likely showdown vote in the House in the days ahead. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.